We're speaking with Michael Kunsel, representative from Winning Moves. And the topic is Moreton Bay Monopoly. And I'm Rosemary Worthington. Welcome to the show. I mean, today we're diving into the game that's ruined friendships, sparked family feuds, and somehow kept us all coming back for a whole lot more. That's right, we're talking about Monopoly. And here with me in the studio of 101.5, we're excited to be talking to Michael Kunsel from Winning Moves. Michael, thank you for joining us. You've got some pretty awesome news under your belt, haven't you?
Yes, thank you for having me, Rosemary. I'm very excited to announce that, yes, on behalf of Monopoly, we are launching the official Moreton Bay version of the board game.
So have you had much feedback from the wonderful people in Moreton Bay at this point, Michael?
Not at this stage, no. This is very, very early days. This is actually going to be a Christmas release. So We're jumping in the garden quite early to make sure that we've got enough time to review what is quite a significant area with lots to offer. So I do need to work on lots of feedback, hopefully.
Okay. Tell us some of the wonderful things that we can explore here today.
So we're going to be covering off a whole range of customization within the classic London Monopoly that everybody's grown up with and loved. You've got Mayfair, Old Kent Road, we've got our King's Cross train stations, all elements of the gameplay, including the community chests and chance card, as well as the visuals of the game, are going to be completely revamped to the area of Moreton Bay. So not being a local myself, I'm going to rely quite heavily on the people of Moreton Bay to get in touch with me and let me know what is the Mayfair of Moreton Bay.
There you go. Michael, Monopoly is quite wonderful, isn't it? Because it's really a history full of surprising twists. Yeah? It goes beyond the board game, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Monopoly in itself originally started as the landlord's game, which was a game, was actually a circular board game. Everyone these days knows Monopoly to be a square game, but it was designed to showcase the risks of capitalism, and it's evolved to become almost an educational tool for children, families, to learn about the risks of money management and property investments.
Okay. And, you know, I'm just thinking it was a smash hit in the mid-30s. So let's explore that a little bit more right now.
Absolutely. You know, so the game is over 90 years old now, celebrated its 90th anniversary in 2025. And, yes, through the 1930s, it did grow to become quite a cultural phenomenon. And being a 90s baby myself, one thing that shows is that whether it's the 30s, the 90s, the whole way through Monopoly's lifespan, it always has been that cultural hit. I'm sure everyone's got memories of their favourite sitcom TV show, whether it be Seinfeld or Friends, and there's a Monopoly board game sitting on the coffee table right there in their favourite show.
It's so exciting. I can think of 100 questions I'd like to ask you. Michael, properties inspired by real places, I mean, that puts it into a beautiful context, doesn't it, to bring it right home to Moreton Bay.
Oh, absolutely. We've all grown up with Monopoly. I've never met someone who I've had to explain what the game is, and we all know those classic property squares out of London based on real-world places. All we're looking to do here is to capture the beauty of Moreton Bay and everything that it has to offer, and for generations to come, families of the Moreton Bay region won't be growing up with Mayfair and Park Lane anymore. They'll be growing up with, you tell me, potentially Bribie Island as their Mayfair.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, this is a pretty big announcement, isn't it? And can I say why Moreton Bay?
Oh, of course. So on behalf of Hasbro, the Monopoly brand, we do produce approximately 3 to 4 of these regionally themed Monopoly editions per year across Australia and New Zealand. So when you consider the size of our countries, that's not too many. So this is a very, very big deal for us. The projects take over a year to come to fruition. So what we look for when we create these editions is family first. Of course, the Monopoly board game, it's for ages young and old, but it is primarily a game for families and friends to come together. So we look for regions that have, I guess, the qualities that would reflect those high-quality family lives. So we look for areas that have got lots to offer from a cultural perspective, from a tourist perspective, from a local business perspective, from a sport and nature perspective, all walks of life. We want to reflect that community within the Monopoly board. And to me, Moreton Bay is absolutely brimming with those opportunities.
It is certainly so. Now, Michael, this is the dream properties. You know, what land, you know, could we organise to get on there? We know that the Redcliffe Jetty, for one thing, but, you know, there's a whole lot of wonderful, wonderful places that our community can let you know about so that it gets there on that game board.
Of course, and yes, I would absolutely love for the community to get in touch and tell me what they think. What's important to them? What makes Moreton Bay home to them? What makes it special? So the hardest part of my job, unfortunately, is that there is only 22 property squares on a Monopoly board. So it is going to be a long list that I'm going to have to work myself through. So yes, the Redcliffe Jetty seems to be popping up as an early contender. We've got Sutton's Beach, Bribie Island, Mount Glorious, the Tangalooma Wrecks. Yep. The list just goes on and on.
It does. You know, I'm thinking of heaps of them as we go through and listening to you there. Now, Michael, the Monopoly legacy, I mean, it was first launched way back in 1935, as you said, and it's been played by, you know, millions of people across 114 countries. And now Moreton Bay gets this, it's a claim on its own sort of history, isn't it? So this is why it is so terribly important that we get all of our community on side. So we want to take, what do we want to do? We want to take this game of Monopoly and just make it our own. Is that the way we're going here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, as I say, not being a Moreton Bay local myself, I'm heavily relying on the community to get in touch with me, whether it's your suggestion or something that someone has told you might be a great fit for the game. I need to know everyone's opinions. I've got to rewrite all of these community chance cards as well. We've got all of our title deeds, all components of the game, even the money. What might be an interesting way to customize the money to the Moreton Bay area? So when we do this, as you say, the Monopoly game, it's been played by over a billion people around the world in those 90 years. But what's most important to me, when we launch this Moreton Bay edition, that will be the official Moreton Bay Monopoly for the people of the area for generations to come. So we only do this once and we want to do it right.
Absolutely. Now, Michael, I'm just thinking a little bit of a takeaway for listeners. If you've got a favourite spot in Moreton Bay, a beach, a cafe, a lookout, a local icon, now it's literally your chance to get that on the Monopoly board. That's not something that happens every day, and the game will be available in leading toy stores, I believe, around the end of the year.
Absolutely, yes. We'll be on shelves all around the region and around the country. Will be through all major retailers that you can expect to see a board game available. So your classic Big W, JB Hi-Fi, QBD bookstores, and the rest.
And, you know, AI, well, move aside, because guess what? We've got Moreton Bay Monopoly coming our way. Michael, I've enjoyed so much speaking with you, and I hope that our listeners get on board with this. So let's just put it out there, see what happens, and we can, I think, expect to talk to you in the not-too-distant future so that we can keep tabs on actually what you're up to, hey?
Yes, thank you, Rosemary. I think that's important we do keep in touch. And for those who do want to get in touch with me and let me know what should feature on their own version of Monopoly, it's info@winningmoves.com.au. I can't wait to hear from you.
Right. Now, this is pretty exciting news, people, so come on, we can do it. We're one of the fastest-growing areas in Australia and we're an emerging powerhouse and we've got it all. Little coastal villages, pristine beaches, quaint little rural townships and rolling hills of our hinterland and bustling business precincts. So get those thinking caps on, get the kids involved and help share in this Moreton Bay's Monopoly board. And as Michael said just a moment ago, email those favourite icon landmarks and destinations to info@winningmoves.com.au. Michael, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And listeners, if you want to listen to this again, pop onto the 1015fm.com.au website and keep our community connected. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for having me.